I love multitasking. It's been a multitasking kind of week here on the Mike McFeely Show between the flight cancellations and the driving and the running around, and I'm trying to coordinate people getting back over to Dr. Pepper Ballpark for the pep rally. It's a busy time here in Frisco, Texas, just before, a day before, North Dakota State plays Towson in the FCS championship game. This is Mike McFeely, and I need to tell you that my program down here has been sponsored the last couple of days by La Quinta Inn and Suites. You can wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Inn and Suites with locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. It's also been sponsored by FM Water Systems. They are your water specialists and home of the Connecticut Water System. And I am sponsored by your locally owned Stop and Go food stores, home of the best buns in town. We continue to get reports in from North Dakota saying that it is brutal right now on the roadways, that the roadways are incredibly brutal. Highway 281 in the state of North Dakota right now is glare ice. It is just nasty out there. So if you are traveling in North Dakota and western Minnesota, be careful, because it is going to be tough to get around. The roads are skating rinks right now, so just be careful. And as always, we'll take your road reports, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346, or you can text us at 35270. I'm also multitasking by posing for photographs from the mayor of Frisco, Texas, because Mayor Mazzo is taking pictures of me with his Samsung. Mayor, good to see you again. How are you?
Mike, great to be here. We're just tweeting you out here. That's what we do out here.
A lot of people would like to tweet me right out of the universe.
That's
as a matter
right.
of fact, so it's very good. It's good to be back. It really is. And I was just telling Athletic Director Gene Taylor that it almost seems like this has become a yearly vacation for a lot of people and a yearly work trip for a lot of people from Fargo. It's been great to be back in Frisco.
It's been fun to watch. You know, I've been watching the Fargo fans, the fans from Fargo walking around town. They're actually out front here. I just saw some of them. It's just fun. We're having a great time with it. And as you were talking, I was thinking about, I hope everyone stays safe up there. That's always a concern. We want everybody to have a good time, but we want them to get here safely. And we can see the challenges.
You guys not so long ago had a terrible ice storm. It was, you had 4 inches of ice or something, didn't you?
Yeah, we don't handle it as well as you. The city was shut down for a while. And, of course, we don't have a lot of scrapers. In fact, I think we have one in Frisco.
Oh, nice.
And it was a losing battle. Mother Nature won that one.
How long did it take, by the way, for the weather to warm up enough to have the ice just melt naturally?
Well, this was actually the longest I've seen in a very long time. It was about 5 days' worth. It was it was an eternity for us.
Sure.
Just like, when is this going to go away?
So talk about what's happening this week in Frisco. Everything is running, as I can see it as an outsider, just smooth, because you guys have become very well practiced at getting ready for the FCS championship and getting ready for people from North Dakota and Minnesota and Wisconsin and Iowa and South Dakota to come down and cheer on NDSU.
Yeah, in fact, I'm looking at your Bison Tracker, which is the coolest
Isn't
app I've
cool?
ever seen.
Isn't that cool?
I've been showing everywhere I went. I've been showing this. Actually, I've been taking screenshots so I can show everybody the progression. But, it seems normal to us now. And, but every year brings some new challenges and new fun things for us. It's been exciting. And I was actually talking to somebody earlier today about what are we going to do if the Bisons don't make it? I mean, what's it going to be like?
Might be quieter.
Yeah,
I think so.
You know, it's definitely y'all bring a little excitement to the town.
Is there a chance you might start contributing to the NDSU athletic department in terms of money to help NDSU get even stronger in football to make sure the Bison get back down?
You all have done pretty well. I think you the word dominating could be used with your program this year.
I think you might be right. Pep rally's coming up here. You want to get over there about 4:30, I think.
Probably about 5 is good, so I have time.
Okay.
But
the gates open right now, I think, at 4 o'clock, and there's expected to be 10,000 people there. This ticket's sold out, like, in a flash. What's your role this year in the Pep Fest going to
be? Well, do the same thing. I'll say a few words out there. I think I always kind of play it by ear, but it's kind of interesting because that's right outside the Towson Hotel, so they get to watch this thing. But, I was amazed last year. Every time I think this won't get any more exciting, it does. It really does.
It just keeps getting smoother, too.
Yeah,
and I've
mentioned
that already, but it's the Pep Rally this year. Even last year, it was fun, but you could tell that it was a little bit not quite prepared for 8,000 or 9,000 people, and the ballpark had been closed up for the winter, and who knew what was going to happen.
Right.
But now this year, Sherry Schmidt, who you've worked with closely,
she's wonderful,
has said, you know what, they've opened the ballpark, they're ready to go, everything is working like clockwork, so it's going to be a good time.
We scrambled last year, I'll be honest. They We weren't involved with the setting of this, and it was originally we gave him some suggestions of where to hold it that can handle. Because the first year, if you remember, didn't go that well in the hotel. You all called ahead of time, said make sure you have enough beer. They didn't have enough beer. It wasn't in Frisco, for the record. That was not in Frisco.
It was in Plano, right?
It was in Plano, but so last year.
Plano can't do anything, right?
Yeah, but, you know, they're great partners. But we called everybody this year and said, whatever it's entailed at, just whatever they tell you, believe them. You know, just take them for their word. They know what they're doing.
Yep.
And then at the last minute, you all figured out that it was even more people than was the space that they grew into. So we scrambled, got the Rough Riders, Dr. Pepper Ballpark to do it, and it was a great fit, I thought. It was a perfect fit. Yep, yeah,
it was. The Frisco Mayor, Mayor Mazzo, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. We'll keep him here for just a few more minutes so he can get on with his busy day. But I want to talk to you about just the city of Frisco itself, because I've been down here all 3 years. Uh-huh. And the first year I came down and went, okay, this is really cool, a fast-growing place, a nice community north of a major metropolitan area. And then last year I came down and went, well, there's some things growing here. And I drove around town again. This year I said, this place is growing unbelievably fast. There's something new every year. And I know you have way more exciting things with the Dallas Cowboys coming to town. This place is just exploding. How do you handle that?
It is something we're used to, so we do handle Jeepers. It. But it hasn't. It's been like this for a while. And you hit the nail on the head. Since you were here last year, we've added almost 2,500 new homes. Since you've been here last year, we've had two office buildings start coming out of the ground that are going to be complete. Mm-hmm. Since you've been here, we landed the Cowboys headquarters and practice facility and the multi-use facility. And so it hasn't slowed down, and we're only about half built out. So it'll continue to change. And
it's getting a different feel. It's still a very rural community. Right. I mean, there's lots of open space because it's such a big, I don't know what your square miles are, but it's a tremendous.
About 72 amount. Square miles.
It's a large, large community. Uh-huh. But it's starting to get the feel now more of some of the closer-in suburbs, like a Plano, that the bigger buildings and the bigger office buildings. It's really getting that feel of this is a place to be. I mean,
it's exciting. And first and foremost, I would say it's a family town. And what I mean by that is if you just look at the kids. I think I talked about this last year. We have 20,000 children below kindergarten age. Now, they're not even in the school system. On average, the school district, the main school district, we have more than one, but the main one will open anywhere from 4 to 6 schools every year. So there's
opening 4 to 6 schools every year.
So right now, 5 schools will open this fall. 2 high schools are under construction. And what's so cool about that is the high schools have professional stadiums as their football fields.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys now will be here, and that multi-use facility will be for the high schools. This facility is for the high schools. And so this fall, we'll have 61 schools. Right now, we have 56.
Goodness gracious.
15 years ago, we had 5. So it's just it's an amazing to watch that growth.
And it's all due to you, right?
As the mayor? You know, the mayor is very dynamic, I hear. And
no question. No,
it's a great, you know, the success of Frisco really is about partnerships. School district, the Hunt Sports Group, and good luck to them with the Kansas City Chiefs. I know that's part of the Hunt Sports Group. The city of Frisco, obviously, the Chamber of Commerce, it's a Southland conference. We all do it together, and the city wouldn't grow, and no one could grow like that without those partnerships.
Can you grow too fast? Because Fargo and North Dakota have had some challenges, as you know, with the oil boom, and the Fargo's a growing community, not nearly as quick as this, but are there challenges to growing so fast?
Well, obviously there are challenges, the infrastructure, water, and all that, but I would say no, you can't grow too fast if you know where you're going, if you know what the end result. Kind of like the Bison team, you know you're going for the championship team. You put the foundation in place. One of the questions I received most often this year is, how do you land the Dallas Cowboys? That's the coolest thing. Even the nearby cities. I said, well, you don't really land them. You build a great community that they want to be in that they get to know. And that's exactly what happened. Their land development offices are in Frisco, Blue Star, and they've built one of our largest residential communities. So they know us. And they like what we've done, and it was a mutual thing. It was a very easy deal to put together. So you can't just go out there and say, I want the best. As you all know, you can't just build the best team.
Okay.
You got to put the foundation in place first.
Where are people moving from to come to Frisco? If you're having that many residents move here, they can't all just be from this area. You must be having outsiders, quote-unquote, come in.
A lot of growth from the coast, East Coast, West Coast. You know, as a government here, we say we need to be out of the way. So we do the minimal that we need to do to support our community, support our business, whether it's taxation or business friendly. We're a corporate community, a lot of high-end corporations, and obviously a lot of retail. Mm-hmm. And you put the infrastructure. the city is not built with the facilities. It's built by the people and by the companies. And these stadiums, they're gorgeous stadiums. They're some of the best there are. But really, it's about the passionate people behind them, the Donnie Nelsons of the Texas Legends, which is the Mavericks Development League basketball, or the Rangers. It's people that love what they do, and that's what makes it special.
And you're going to have the FCS championship here for how long? How long is the contract?
Well, originally it was 3 years. That ended last year. Okay. We renewed it for another 3 years. So this is year four of six.
Okay.
And then we also just landed the NCAA Division II basketball championship.
That's right. You told me that.
And we're not done. We got a few more.
We'll break the story here. What are you going to get?
Not yet. It's no secret. With the Dr. Pepper Arena, which seats up to 5,000, now the multi-use facility that the Cowboys will be using is 12,000 seat minimum, and then of course FC Dallas Stadium, which is Toyota Stadium, that seats 22,000 or 30,000 in concert configuration. We have a broad mix now to attract almost any college level playoff.
Tournament.
So
we're
going to work on that.
Cool. So Towson, have you met some people from Towson? Have you been able to find some people from Towson? Have you attended their rallies and their functions?
I'm trying to be as neutral as I can be this year. I've been accused of all
you
sorts of things with the
Bison.
Not so neutral. I didn't do any picks this year, if you notice. So that's I'm working on it. But I met their coach. Really nice guy. Really excited. Very focused. He built a great program over there. Mm-hmm. And also, we happen to have, and you won't hear much from him because I'm keeping him locked in a closet right now, one of our council members is a Towson alumni.
Oh, really?
Yeah, John Keating.
Oh,
So I'm not letting him speak because, we're putting him away. And he's actually the guy that provided the cowboy hats to the players of both teams and stuff.
Cool.
So he's really involved with this effort. But obviously he's a little excited. And, I told him, just got to keep that in check.
Cool. All right, man. I will see you over at the ballpark. We're broadcasting the pep rally live on KFGO, so your words at the rally will be heard all throughout the state of North Dakota.
All right.
So watch it.
All right. Well, I think I got that one down. You know, it's kind of like the atmosphere. It gets you, and it's a new high. Everybody gets so excited. Yep. It's fun.
Cool, man. So hey, hang in there. You are an energetic gentleman.
Mike, thanks for having me.
Good to see you again.
All right.
Mayor Mazo of Frisco, Texas. It's always fun to come back. And I've said it on these airways before. I know that NDSU's team next year is not going to quite be what it is right now, but they ain't going to be bad next year either. So there's always a chance that KFGO and Mike McFeely and everybody else could be down in Frisco, Texas again the first week of January. Talk with Mayor Mazo again. We're going to have to start bringing family pictures, for goodness sakes, and sending Christmas presents to each other. That's how close we are. Thank you, Mayor.